First of all, could you tell me a little bit about pancreatic cancer? How serious a disease is that?
It's a very serious disease. It's the 10th most common cancer in Canada. It is the fourth leading cause of cancer death. They estimate that there'll probably be about 4,000 new cases in Canada this year, 400 of which will be in Alberta. And unfortunately, the incidence or how many cases of cancer that pops up every year is very close to the number of deaths from that cancer. And with that knowledge, pancreas cancer is one of the most deadly cancers there is. There are really three categories of pancreatic cancer that we base decision making on treatments for. The first category is what we consider curable or resectable pancreatic cancer, where a surgeon thinks that they can cut it out and a patient goes for an expected curative surgery. That is about 20% of new cases. The second grouping is a locally advanced grouping, where the cancer has not yet spread to other organs, but it's too close to blood vessels or nerves to be able to for a surgeon to cut it out. That is approximately 30% of patients at initial diagnosis. And the third grouping of patients is those where it's considered metastatic or stage four, which means the cancer has already spread to other organs, most particularly the liver, but other places are possible as well. And that's 50% of the patients. Patients who actually are able to go for surgery are potentially curable, but even those 20%, only less than 5% of those patients are alive or considered cured at 5 years, and the average length span of those patients is about 2 years because the cancer comes back relatively quickly and then becomes stage four cancer, which they then die of. Locally advanced cancers, the average life expectancy is between 9 and 12 months, and for metastatic pancreas cancer, the average life expectancy is 6 months or so. So it's a very, very aggressive tumor, very aggressive cancer. It's often found at a later stage, which is part of the problem. And the other problem is that we don't really have very good treatments for it.
With the research that you're going to be doing now, what stage is it that you're focusing on?
So the first grant and clinical trial that we received will focus on the patients who we think have had curative surgery, who we're trying to cure. And the second grant that we received is looking at trying to improve survival in patients who have metastatic or stage four spread disease.
So with the research, what exactly are you going to be doing?
The chemotherapy workhorse that we use in pancreatic cancer is a medicine called gemcitabine. It's a standard chemotherapy that we use, and it's used in a lot of different cancers. But for years, it's really been the only cancer or the only chemotherapy that we have for pancreas cancer. For patients, the way that that particular chemotherapy works is that it needs to get into cells for it to be able to work, because it basically needs to enter the cell so that it can kill that cancer cell. The research previously done here at the university and the Cross Cancer Institute have found that there is a protein that is required for gemcitabine to do that work. Several different proteins are required, but the main one is called human equilibrative nucleoside transporter 1, which we abbreviate small h, big E, big N, big T, number 1. And we call it HENT1 for short because it's a bit of a mouthful. So research done here show that this HENT1 protein is required for gemcitabine to be able to enter cells. And research here has shown that if we don't have that, if that cancer does not have that protein, it can't get into cells. So if it can't get into cells, it's not going to work. It won't kill off the cancer cells. So in the first study, where we're looking at patients who have had a surgery to cure their cancer, the chemotherapy choices that we have are either gemcitabine or a different standard chemotherapy called 5-FU. A study has shown that those two are equivalent. They're the same. People have about a 23-month average survival with that, and that's as best as we've been able to do. But that study was done in an unselected patient population. So we think by doing this pilot study, if we can pick out those patients where gemcitabine will work better, we can improve cure rates and improve survival. So we're looking at patients' tumors first, and we're testing for this protein called HENT1. If they have that protein, we expect that gemcitabine, the standard medicine, would work very well because it can get into cells, and about 10 patients will get that. If they do not have the protein or there's a low amount of protein, they would then get the 5-FU. And what we're expecting to see is that by selecting patients out using this biomarker, the protein, HINT1, we would be able to make people live longer because they're getting a chemotherapy that attacks their cancers specifically and personalizes their medicine for themselves.
How do you find out whether they have that protein or not?
It's a laboratory-based test where we take a piece of their tumor and it's placed on blocks, and we use antibodies to determine whether or not that protein is high or low in each tumor.
So it's a very simple procedure then?
It's relatively simple. It's about a 24-hour turnaround. The testing takes 24 hours because it has to sit overnight.
So why do some people have it and others don't?
We are not, unfortunately, smart enough to know that. But we do know, looking back at previous studies, that if you do have it and you get gemcitabine, you actually do better. Those tests have never been done prospectively looking forward, though. It's always been looking at past tissues and not really having that idea up front.
So essentially what you're doing is you're taking two existing treatments and then trying to develop a protocol so that they become more effective. Is that it?
That's right. And it's more personalizing the medicine so that if I know that a patient has a tumor who has this protein, they should get gemcitabine. If they don't, they should not, because it won't work.
In order to do this pilot study, how many people do you have to recruit?
We built the statistics around being able to use 20 total patients, so 10 patients will get the gemcitabine. It will depend on what their tumor has. If they have HINT1, we're looking for 10 patients who have high levels of that protein. They'll get gemcitabine, and then the patients who have low HINT1 would get 5-FU.
Now you have another study on the go. What's that one about?
We were lucky enough to get a high risk for high returns grants from Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. That study is looking at patients who already have, unfortunately, cancer that has spread to other organs, which means metastatic disease or stage 4 cancer. Those patients can't be cured, and that study is trying to look at if we can better personalize the treatment that a patient gets to try to improve how long they will live and make them feel as good as they can for whatever length of time that is. As I said before, metastatic pancreatic cancer usually brings with it an overall survival of approximately 6 months. That's not very good. And standardly, what we have for treatment is gemcitabine. That was approved for use based on a clinical benefit, so not necessarily really extending life very much, but making people feel better. And then most recently, a newer type of chemotherapy grouping with oxaliplatin, irinotecan, and 5-FU was shown to be better than gemcitabine, but very toxic. So it's very difficult to find a patient who can actually tolerate that. What the study is trying to do is to try to personalize cancer care for metastatic pancreas cancers and help them both live longer, have a longer time between starting the chemotherapy and when their cancer grows, and exposing them to less side effects if we can. So the idea behind it is, and what we are hoping to find, is that if people have high levels of HINT1, this protein, and they get gemcitabine, they will do hopefully just as well as if we expose them to a more toxic or more toxic regimen or a grouping of medicines that have more side effects. We're also hoping to find that if they have a low HINT1 protein level in their tumor, that they should not get gemcitabine because it won't work. They should get the other drug. So essentially it's using this biomarker HINT1 protein up front to determine what treatment a patient should get. And really that would revolutionize the way that we treat pancreas cancer, because right now we don't do that test. We don't know what is the best treatment. And I think we put our patients through a lot of unnecessary treatment and expose them to potentially very serious side effects, when if we did know what this study is hoping to prove and they don't have HINT1, they shouldn't get gemcitabine because it's just going to make them sick and it won't help their cancer.
How long do you think it'll take to find the results that you want?
We're still looking for both clinical and financial collaborators for this, because though the grant's generous, a study of this caliber requires 146 patients, which will likely require it to be a national trial, and we do need a little bit more financial support for it, and obviously clinical collaborators throughout the country. We expect to hopefully start the study by the end of 2011. We're hoping to get all of the patients on study within 2 years from the start date, and we will have information about the results within 6 to 12 months thereafter.
Since this type of cancer is so serious, is there anything that can be done to even diagnose it earlier or even prevent it?
There is no test that we know of that's a good test to diagnose it earlier, and it is really quite an elusive diagnosis a lot of the times. People have these grumbling symptoms that can be explained away by a lot of different other things. I guess the key point is that pancreas cancer is a bad cancer to get. Whether or not you catch it early enough or late, it is most likely to kill you. And our research here is trying to improve the treatments and personalize the medicine that we use for pancreas cancer. And wouldn't it be great if, while we're waiting for the elusive cure for pancreas cancer, wouldn't it be great if we could just improve the treatments, have better treatment choices, be able to specifically personalize cancer medicine for pancreas cancer patients so that they can live longer and have less side effects?
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
You're welcome.